The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 291. Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion of Brittany. Standing stones are pretty awesome and inspiring to see, but imagine 3,000 of them together and you able to make a daily sojourn among the stones. This June, you can see the Carnuch Stones up close and personal, just a 20-minute walk from where we are staying in the coastal village of Carnuch in northwest France. You have until February 15th, 2017 to reserve your spot on the next Celtic Invasion vacation. Enjoy the culture, history, and legends on a timeless adventure with a small group of 6 to 8 invaders. Join the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a musician and podcaster. You can share the show and find out more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com, and you can also support the show on Patreon. You just heard West of Mabou. That was the Fox Hunter from their self-titled album. Now, this is a new music show. I was planning a two-hour special, and then I realized that I must have misread the Patreon donations, so we have not hit that goal, or rather we hit it, and I think over the holidays there's a few people who dropped off of Patreon, and therefore we have are still a bit shy of the 2-hour special that I have all ready to go. We just now need to hit that goal and keep it for a little bit, and then we will be good to go. So in the meantime, I decided I was going to put together a show of new music that was submitted to the podcast, and there's a lot of it. And this show took a weird twist as I was putting it together. I was just picking out the songs and the music that was submitted, and it just has a wild flow. I think you're going to like it. And we're going to kick it off with Andrew Finn McGill. This is Horizons from his album Branches.
Filled their flag to row. It was a cry and a rattle of dough. She's a wifey with a rackle-tackle gypsies, oh. It was late that night when the Lord came in, inquiring for his lady, oh. The servant girl replied to him all, she's a wifey with a rackle-tackle gypsies, oh. Oh, then settle for me, he took a white steed, he took horses quite speedy, oh. I will ride up the sea, be bright, she's a wifey with a rackle-tackle gypsies. He rode north and south, the horse over. When he rode in a wide open field, it was there that he spied his lady, yo. And me land. What do I care for money, oh? What do I care for me only widowed lord? I'm away with the rackle-tackle gypsy, oh. Well, it was just last night in your goose feather bed, the blanket strong and comely, oh. Tonight you'll lie in a wide open field in the arms of a rackle-tackle gypsy, oh. Yeah, well, what do I care for a goose feather bed, the blanket's firm and comely. My rackle-tackle gypsy, yo. Well, you rode east and I rode west. You rode high and I rode low. I'd rather have a kiss from a yellow gypsy's lips than all your land and money, yo.
That I never planned to be. I see myself in strangers' faces. I see them looking back at me. I see his star on the far horizon, from the winding road, from the restless sea. I hear a voice call across the ocean. It calls me now, it beckons me, it calls me home to you. Calls me home to you, oh, home to you. It calls me home to you, oh, home to you. It calls me home to you, oh, home to you. I'm driven by these madding demons, led astray by the maddest dreams. I'm tossed and turned in changing seasons, no rhyme or reason, or so it seems. I grope my way and I clutch and fumble. The fool's gold rush softly gleams. I start to stray and I start to stumble. I hear the voice call through my dreams. It calls me home to you. Calls me home to you, oh, home to you. It calls me home to you, oh, home to you. It calls me home to you, oh, home to you.
I say I'm stronger, I say I know what I knew before. I say I'll hew to the path that's longer, but straight and true, and stray no more. If I can only fight this falling, if the rope can bind the siren's cry, if when I hear that mad song calling, I glance and smile, but pass on by, I'll come home to you.
After Andrew Finn McGill was Middle Earth with Raggle Taggle Gypsies from Celtic Jigs and Reels, then came The Prodigals with Home to You from Brothers, and finally Blarney Castle with Silhouettes Against the Soul from a single. Celtic Podcast News. I am super happy to announce that you can now listen to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast in our very own app, available for Android and iOS. Your Apple devices. This was a part of our big milestone last month or two ago. I finally got it up and running. The apps are now 100% free. So it was developed by Libsyn and has some really nice features that will allow you to easily share the show on social media and contact me as well. Of course, if you're on Android, you may also have the Mark Gunn Celtic Music app. Now, mine lacks the sharing feature, but you can also listen to my other podcasts, including the Pub Songs podcast, Renaissance Festival podcast, and the Celt Father, and other stuff that I have going on. So they both complement each other, but that one is only available for Android. Now, the new one, of course, it has a lot of great features, so I wanted you to check it out. Again, it's free, so why not? Go get it, download it, post a review, let others know what you think of it, and I would love your thoughts about it. So thank you so much to everyone who supported this podcast on Patreon. In fact, I want to send out a special thanks to all the patrons of the podcast. Your generous pledge of as little as $1 per episode pays for the production of this podcast, as well as my time in producing the show. You enjoy a personal podcast feed where you can listen to the show before regular subscribers, plus occasional extended editions of the show, and of course, my deepest, deepest thanks. When we hit a milestone, you get a 2-hour special. I think we're just about $20 away from hitting that 2-hour retrospective. So go make a pledge to help that become a reality. Special thanks to our newest patron, Tony. Back to the music. Next up is McDerry with Bee Swing from his album, Chandler.
She was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing. I was 19 when we came to town. They call it the summer of love. They were burning babies, burning flags, the hawks against the doves. I took a job in a steamy way down on Caldrum Street, and I fell in love with a laundry girl who was working next to me. Brown hair zigzag across her face and a look of half surprise, like a fox trapped in the headlights, there was animal in her eyes. She said, oh young man, can't you see, I'm not the factory kind, If you don't get me out of here, I'll surely lose my mind. She was a rare thing, as fine as a bee's wing. So fine a breath of wind might take her away. She was a lost child, she was running wild. She said, as long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. And you wouldn't want me any other way. We bossed around the market towns, we picked food down in Kent. We could tinker pots and pans and knives wherever it was we went. I said that we might settle down and get some acres dug, a fire burning in the hearth and babies on the rug. She said, oh man, you stupid man, that surely sounds like hell. You might be lord of half the world, you'll not own me as well. She was a rare thing, as fine as a bee's wing. So fine a breath of wind might take her away. She was a lost child, she was running wild. She said, as long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. And you wouldn't want me any other way. We were drinking more in those days, and tempers reached a pitch. And like a fool I let her run, all with the rambling itch. And last I hear she's sleeping out, back on the Derby beat. White horse in her hip pocket and a wolfhound at her feet. Say that she got married once to a man named Romany Brown, but even a gypsy's caravan was too much settling down. And they say her flower is faded now, hard weather and hard booze. Well, maybe that's the price you pay for the chains that you refuse. She was a rare thing, as fine as a bee's wing. So fine a breath the wind might take her away. She was the lost child, she was running wild. She said, as long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. And you wouldn't want me any other way. And I wish that she was here with me today. Thank you.
Fairies and lullabies await at heaven's door. Your love will stand with all the friends you knew once before. They'll take you in, they'll show you round, and you'll at last be free. To warm the hearts of those you love with peaceful brought you here, still whispers in the sun, telling tales of childhood dreams, thoughts for times to come. You'll make your way, I know somehow our paths will cross once more. And Irish eyes and lullabies will fill the air once more.
After McDerry was Whalebone with Anglicana from Mirabilia, then came Acoustic Butterfly with Irish Eyes from Whispers EP. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening, or from one of your trips to one of the Celtic nations. Call 678-KELT-POD to leave a voicemail message. That's 678-235-8763. Now, let's see. Sites Camphias posted in the show notes, "Hey Mark, there is one Celtic Christmas song that I always play in the winter. It is not just one of the best Celtic Christmas songs I've ever heard. It's one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard, period. Shucht Shokil na Magina Moira by If Neferic from her album If. Hope you get a chance to listen to it. And I wish you and your family all the best for 2017. Thank you so much. I haven't had a chance, and I will try to get to that sometime in the near future. But feel free to email her and say, hey, submit to the podcast, because I'd love to play it on either for the Christmas show or some of her other music if you think it works for this podcast. Jeffrey Evans emailed a picture on the Celtic podcast. You always ask what are we doing while listening. Normally, That is difficult for me since I'm either listening to new episodes at work and there's a strict rule about taking pictures inside the plant fence, or I'm listening to some favorite episodes that I have permanently downloaded as I'm falling to sleep. Not today. It's probably the last decent day of the year for the Ohio Valley. I left work early and I'm just sitting outside cross-stitching a Celtic cross as a wedding gift for a friend as episode 154 plays. Thank you, Jeffrey. What a brilliant image. I love it. And thank you for sharing the picture as well. I hope you continue to enjoy the show for many, many, many years to come. Alex Marling emailed, "Hello, Mark. I would like to say that I really enjoy your Irish and Celtic pub songs from your 114th podcast. It was great. I live in Ontario, Canada, in a small town called Inishville. We are mostly a farming community, but I am a high school student, and whenever I have a bad day, I just go and listen to your amazing podcast. I also like to say that on YouTube, you look like a Wookiee with long hair, and your Star Wars song makes me laugh every time. Have a good day and keep it up. Your podcast is incredibly amazing." Thank you, Alex. My Wookiee hair is long since gone. I think I cut it off in 2011, 12. I lost count. But I had fun with that Wookiee hair. Yes, especially while singing the Jedi drinking song. It helps to have a Wookiee play character in the middle of the song. So you can find that song from the Broad Nugget Bards at thebards.net. Let's get back to the music. Next up is O Craven. This is Pint Glass from their album Whiskey, Wenches, and Scallywags.
Seen a million things, heard all about that brass ring, all with a pint glass in my hand. And I seen a million faces in some going nowhere places, all with a pint glass in my hand.
Long life. to Sally to go. Hip, hip, hooray to Sally Brown. Go with Willie Gay Bones. Bob her all around the circle. No, I don't want your maggoty fish. They're no good for winter. And I could buy as good as that way down in Bonavista. Hip, hip, hooray to Sally to go. Hip, hip, hooray to Sally Brown. Go with Willie Gay Bones. Bob her all around the circle. Go!
Street, the curfew drove the restless out of sight. The black and tans marched up and down. The moon shone cold and bright. The shot was like a whip crack, drove the first man off his feet. He died on bloody cobblestones while his comrades combed the streets. They called up reinforcements for the people from their beds. They were screaming, "Get that bastard," but its fear was in their heads. They found him in a cellar. He was only 17, fighting for his country, dying for the green. The sergeant dragged him by the hair and beat him to the ground. Into this young man's body, he emptied every round. "Come out and take a look," he cried, as he marched his troops away. They went in stony silence, such a price to have to pay. Some knelt and prayed beside him. Ah, but it's too late anyhow. They said he was a rebel then. Well, who's the hero now? In 66 this country sang the praises of the dead. We didn't call them rebels then, we used patriots instead. On every household TV screen, we saw how hard they fought, how they spilled their my freedom had been bought. The garden gates were opened up to silent motorcades. Cannons boomed and flags unfurled, and solemn wreaths were laid. Prayers for those departed were called for loud and clear. For those who had been outlawed, ah, but that was another year. The veterans lined up stiff and proud, their white hair rolled the wind, with their pride pinned to their gabardines and their thoughts upon their friends. And bitter wounds burst open, the scars of history, went flying to their faces, stark reality. Just up the road from Sackville Streets, ah, but things are different now. They said he was a rebel, and well, who's the hero now? Along the falls road, soldiers push their glances left and right. Kids of the English working class, soldiers overnight, tossed into a melting pot of bloody war and strife. Now our understanding, fearing for their life. Outside the Glen Road Brewery, a bomb takes two away. The bomber's work is over, he's finished for the day. Is he a terrorist or a dreamer? Oh, savage or brave, that depends whose boat you're trying to catch, or whose face you're trying to save. There's tea and cakes in Downing Streets, there's whispers in the halls. Let's move to cure Rhodesia now, our backs are to the wall. Panic down in Leinster House, where words are seldom scarce. Send someone to Glasnevin quick to remember Padraig Pearse. Once more his crucifixion, it seems a lie somehow. They said he was a rebel, then well, who's the hero now? Once more his crucifixion, it seems a lie somehow. They said he was a rebel, then well, who's the hero now? He's the hero now.
After O'Craven was Matt Hughes with Rocky Road to Dublin from Soul of the Common Man. Then came Eyes the Bye by Screeched In from their self-titled album. And finally, Wild Colonial Boys with Terrorist or Dreamer from their album Century. Listen, like, and share this show. Then download 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Once you head on over to the, you can subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free newsletter and your guide to the latest Celtic music and podcast news. Remember to support the artists who support this podcast, buy their CDs, download the MP3s, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. I hope you had fun with this episode. I know I did. We're going to finish it up. There is an Irish dance and music show that came out. I don't know if it came out last year or if it was just performing last year, but I got a CD from them thanks to Anita Daly with Daly Communications, and I finally got permission to play some music from that CD on this show. So we're going to play a track from it. It is called Boiler Room, and it is music from the show. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you enjoy all the music in this show, and I look forward to being back next week with a Scottish music special. So stick around for that, and again, share the show. Let's spread the word about the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast in 2017. Oh, and if you have a favorite song, go vote at CelticMusicPodcast.com/vote. I will talk to you later. Sláinte. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. To subscribe, go to iTunes or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. You can post feedback in the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.